Greetings, and thank you for listening to the 10th episode of Coffee Before Pants, the podcast for readers, writers, music lovers, poets, and reading list masochists. That's right, I'm going to talk about reading lists again, a list of books that you say, someday I'm going to read that, or I should have read that when I was in school. I carry a small pocket notebook with me, titled Mark's Onerous and Ever-Growing To-Be-Read List. Some books were placed on the reading list because another author mentioned them in their books. Some of the books got on the list from sense of obligation and, to a lesser degree, guilt. The aforementioned I should read that list. Others, well, from a healthy curiosity, I suppose. To note, I borrowed heavily from the reading list of one of my favorite writers, as I'm sure you've already heard me say this, Henry Miller. Miller was a voracious reader, and that in itself inspires me. And to be even harder on myself with my reading, I participated in Goodreads.com Book Challenge. Last year I was one book short of my goal of 25. This year I pledged once again to read 25 books for 2024. That's roughly 2 books a month. So far, I'm not doing too well. I am reading 2 books at once at the moment, trying to read some of each every day. I want to share with you my current to-be-read list. You will notice that some of these books, like Don Quixote or Proust's In Search of Lost Time, are quite lengthy. I try to pepper in some shorter books, and there will be books read that aren't on the list, ones that are not as challenging to read. But before we get into the list, it's time for Coffee Before Culture, this week in notable events and notable people. January 14, 1898, British author Lewis Carroll died from pneumonia in his sister's home. Of course, he's most famous for Alice in Wonderland and Alice Through the Looking Glass, but was also a noted mathematician. January 14, 1957, iconic actor Humphrey Bogart, star of The Maltese Falcon and To Have and Have Not, died from esophageal cancer at the age of 57. January 14, 1906, William Bendix, the American actor who was in Lifeboat and played Babe Ruth in The Babe Ruth Story, and was also in an early TV series called The Life of Riley, was born in New York City, and he died in 1964. January 16, 1622, French playwright and humorist Jean-Baptiste Poquelin, better known by his stage name, Molière, was born in Paris. Apparently, upon being presented to the household, one of the family's maids exclaimed, "Le nez," upon seeing Molière's large nose. This unfortunately became his childhood nickname. January 15, 1913, Lloyd Bridges, American actor, known for High Noon, TV Sea Hunt, and yes, Airplane, was born. He is also the father of Beau and Jeff Bridges. He never picked the right day to give up drinking, smoking, or sniffing glue.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
January 15, 1948, and speaking of Humphrey Bogart, this date marks the premiere of Treasure of the Sierra Madre, starring Humphrey Bogart, Walter Huston, and Tim Holt, directed by Walter Huston's son, John Huston. If you look very closely, you might recognize the young boy who sells Bogart's character a winning lottery ticket. That was Robert Blake. January 15, 1971, George Harrison releases his first solo single, My Sweet Lord, in the UK. It tops the charts in 15 countries and becomes subject of a copyright infringement lawsuit. Harrison was accused of plagiarism, the claim being that it sounded too much like the Chiffons' hit, He's So Fine, released in 1963. January 16, 1962, shooting begins on Dr. No, starring Sean Connery and Ursula Andress. It was the first of a long line of theatrical James Bond films. January 16, 1974, Peter Benchley's novel Jaws was published by Doubleday, proving a commercial success immediately. The book spent 44 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list and led to the iconic Steven Spielberg film. Peter Benchley developed guilt over the public's growing negative attitude towards sharks and the resulting endangerment to some of their species. He became a conservationist later in his career and made conscious efforts to restore the reputation of sharks until his death in 2006. This apparently was a busy week. January 16, 1979 marks the death of actor Ted Cassidy at the young age of 57. Although most know him as Lurch from TV's The Addams Family, he also appeared in numerous films such as Butch Cassidy and The Sundance Kid, you know, Guns or Knife Butch, and was voice talent on countless Saturday morning cartoons such as Frankenstein Jr. and The Impossibles, and as Ben Grimm in the cartoon Saturday morning cartoon Fantastic Four. January 17, 2009, poet Mary Oliver, who I've read one of her poems on the episodes, passed away in her home in Home Sound, Florida. She was 83. January 18, 1882, Alan Alexander Milne, known in print as A.A. Milne, was born in London. Milne is best known as the author and creator of Winnie the Pooh, but many do not know that he wrote other novels, plays, and articles, as well as served in both World Wars. January 19, 1809, Edgar Allan Poe, master of the macabre poem and short story, was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Although Poe's writing is well known and widely read today, writing was his only source of income and contributed to his many financial woes throughout his life. He is also known as the father of the modern detective. January 20th, 1993, Maya Angelou read her poem On the Pulse of Morning at the inauguration of President Bill Clinton. She became the first woman and the first African-American to recite at the inauguration of an American president. So back to the book list. Do you have a list? And if you do, are you stringent in keeping adhering to it? If you do, that shows an amazing amount of strength, something that I do not have. Or do you, like I do, make a list of these books that you keep just to keep in mind? And then I'll come to Don Quixote on my list, but then look, there's a book by author Anthony Horowitz, part of the Susan Ryland mystery series, or Carl Hiaasen, he's another one of my favorite writers. Have you read The Magpie Murders by Anthony Horowitz? By all means, if you like British-style murder mysteries, you will find this quite enjoyable. Okay, here's my tentative list. I'll say that tentative word several times probably in the next 10 minutes. Books that I'm going to try to read. And this is presented more or less without commentary because I've never read them before. The first one is Nadia by André Breton. Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte. The Brothers Karamazov by Dostoevsky. I admit I have never read anything by Dostoevsky and I feel I should. Trilby by Georges de Maurier. If you're not familiar with this story, but you're familiar with old movies, Trilby is the basis of the movie Svengali with John Barrymore. And here's Don Quixote by Cervantes. I have the newest translation, and it's the size of a dictionary. It's going to be forever. It's going to take me forever. Siddhartha by Hermann Hesse. I've read almost everything else by Hermann Hesse, but except for Siddhartha and The Glass Bead Game, also known as Magister Ludi. Here's this one again. I tried reading this last year and had to give up, but I'm determined. Ulysses by James Joyce. There is a book. Arthur Machen is another author I've always wanted to read. It's The Hill of Dreams. Here's a nonfiction commentary book, I guess you'd call it, Prejudices by H.L. Mencken. Moby Dick, by Herman Melville. I'm sure this is on more than just my reading list, even if it never gets read. Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. Another huge book that I've tried a couple times to read. Infinite Jest by David Foster Wallace. And I mentioned earlier Marcel Proust, In Search of Lost Time. You know, we know all of the Brothers Grimm's fairy tales, but none of us, or very few of us, I'm sure, have ever even really read them. But that's on my list. The Divine Comedy by Dante, that's three books, and that's going to count as three books. And Les Miserables by Victor Hugo. And as I was reading this list, I thought of another book that I've tried reading several times and just couldn't get through it, and that is Gravity's Rainbow by Thomas Pynchon. It goes on the list, False Hopes Are Still Hopes. And like I said, these are just suggestions. There are still books to read by Michael Chabon. I hope I pronounced that right. Charles Bowden, of course, Haruki Murakami. I'm intrigued by Emma Donoghue. And I love the short stories of Shirley Jackson. There's many others. That's why I feel more inclined to have a list of your suggestions. There's definitely nothing wrong with a little self-guidance. Besides, if you aren't in school, reading in general should be pleasurable. The fact that you are a reader is something you should be proud of. Sadly, there are those who just don't read. I'm not sure what that's like. It's like people who don't drink coffee. I want to understand. I really do, but I just can't. Do you make yourself a reading list every year, or is it something that just keeps growing, like the one I have? Is it a year-by-year thing, as in, I'm going to read these books by the end of the year, or is it I'm going to read these before I die or otherwise are unable to read? I think the onerous and ever-growing list that I have is a little of both. I think that should do it for this week. If you like my podcast, please let me know by either going to the website www.coffeebeforepants.com, where you can go to the contact page to leave a comment or sign up for an email list. Feedback of any kind is good for my serotonin levels. I have an announcement. I just opened a shop on Etsy, of course, Coffee Before Pants, with merchandise related to the podcast and to reading. There is a link on the website as well, coffeebeforepants.com. In case you didn't get that, that's coffeebeforepants.com under the merchandise tab. And before closing, I present to you the poem of the week. The poem of the week was going to be Funeral Blues by W.H. Auden. I could not read that without having a complete emotional meltdown. I strongly recommend, if you want to have a good cry, read that one. Read W.H. Auden's Funeral Blues. From what I understand, it is about the death of Auden's lover. So I got a little more, not happy, but a little less less emotional. The poem I have today, this week, is Mother, Summer, I, by Philip Larkin. My mother, who hates thunderstorms, holds up each summer day and shakes it out suspiciously, lest swarms of great dark clouds are lurking there. But when the August weather breaks and the rains begin and the brittle frost sharpens the bird-abandoned air, her worried summer look is lost. And I, her son, though summer-born and summer-loving, nonetheless, am easier when the leaves are gone. Too often summer days appear emblems of perfect happiness. I can't confront. I must await a time less bold, less rich, less clear, and autumn more appropriate. Philip Arthur Larkin was an English poet, novelist, and librarian. His first book of poetry, The North Ship, was published in 1945, followed by two novels, Jill and A Girl in Winter. That is courtesy of Wikipedia. He was born August 9th, 1922, in Coventry, and died December 2nd, 1985, Kingston upon Hill, also in the UK. Thanks again for listening. Knowing that I have listeners constantly brightens my day. I hope you have a great week, and I hope you find some good books to read. You have been listening to Coffee Before Pants. Have a great day.